Thank you for tuning in to another fun episode of your favorite Mouse Commoms. Jennifer.
Hello.
Juliana.
Hi.
And me, Lori. We are still in the midst of a very busy spring break season. The masses continue to head to Walt Disney World. In this age of no fast passes and constant social distancing, we thought we would cover the must-dos for the busiest and most frequently sold out of theme parks, Hollywood Studios. And we're going to help you prioritize a great day at the park. But first, as always, Mouska Cocktail.
Mouska Cocktail. So let's take a second to talk about the Baseline Tap House. That is our Mouska Cocktail of the day. It's a location. It's an experience.
It's the entire tap house.
It's the entire tap house. It is located on Grand Avenue, right by the entrance to Star Wars Galaxy's Edge. It's a tap house, so our Mouska Cocktail of the day is beer. Are we echoing?
We are echoing again.
I don't know why.
I'll try to do this. Are we starting this again now?
No. I'll just edit this part out.
Oh. Won't that be hard?
No.
Can we do that?
I'm fabulous. Okay.
Okay.
Don't edit that part out.
What?
I said don't edit that part out.
I don't think I can edit the echo.
Why don't you just start back with, let's take a sec to talk about Baseline Tap House.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So base... Let's take a second to talk about Baseline Tap House. Baseline Tap House is located on Grand Avenue by the entrance of Star Wars Galaxy's Edge. It is an awesome venue, and it's a tap house, so our Mouska Cocktail of the day is beer. It's really cool here. You can actually order a flight of beer, so you'll get to choose 4 5-ounce beers, and it's $12. If you're not a beer girl, and Lori, we're talking to you, you can also get a flight of cider here. So it's a great place to kind of, when you're running into the park in the morning and you're trying to get everything done in Star Wars Galaxy's Edge, and then you finish and you leave, what better way to like slow things down than a stop at Baseline Tap House? So
I really love Baseline Tap House. It's a must do at Hollywood Studios for me, which is appropriate for this episode. But I think all the beers are from California as well.
I believe so.
Which I think is kind of an interesting little homage to the Hollywood Studios thing. So it's neat. And they're good beers.
But I think they rotate them. Mm-hmm. So I think that you don't really know what's going to be on tap until you go, which is kind of fun. But
yeah, they always have they'll always have a lager or a pilsner. They'll always have one dark beer and usually like a couple maybe pale ales because those are so popular now. So they'll have at least one of every kind. It's good.
I love a flight because they're small, so you get to taste multiple things and not feel like you're being irresponsible in the middle of the day and not feel like you can't ride Tower of Terror because you've just had four.
I ignore the beers and I see the charcuterie boards.
Oh, yes.
And the pretzels. So it's the one place I ignore the alcohol and look at the food because, beer.
I might need four large beers to get on Tower of Terror these days.
I mean, yeah, I'm not going to sit next to you after that. But,
you know. I'm not going to the same elevator with you.
A beer or no beer, you don't want to be with me on Tower of Terror. But speaking of, shall we get into the daily roundup? All right, so must-dos at Hollywood Studios. This is the park that lately in particular, and always, it notoriously sells out of park reservations, park pass reservations on a normal week, and especially a busy week like spring break. We saw these get snatched up really quickly.
Yeah.
And so they're done for this these next couple weeks. Anyway, so square acreage wise, it's definitely one of the smallest physical parks in all of Walt Disney World. And it can add to that crowded feeling. Also, it's based on, there's a lot of shows and things that are closed right now. So it kind of pushes people more out into some of the common areas and to the ride lines, unfortunately.
Yeah,
it definitely does. Okay. So it can feel crowded, but it doesn't have to. So we've created a list of must-dos, sees, and eats to help you navigate this park that I actually find tricky in normal times.
In normal times.
Because the show schedule can throw you off. Like if there are certain shows you want to catch, you have to time it just right. And so it can be a trick to get everything in normal times. But I think there are some silver linings now with some of the things closed, you know, to help you sort of steer toward other things. But even still, some tricks to get through it. So rides. What are your must-do rides, ladies?
I think also when we're talking about this as our must-dos, these are like the and you only have time for that one thing, then maybe these are the one things that you make the effort for.
Right.
So
right.
My answer is...
Go ahead. This is terrible. I'm so glad this isn't live.
So you froze and we heard nothing you said. And you were like, yeah, so that's what I think. And Juliana's like, yeah, uh-huh. Yeah.
We couldn't hear you.
We couldn't hear things. Yeah.
This is really good, guys. This is a really good episode.
I feel like we have to start over.
We have time to start over?
No.
No, we don't. We're going with it.
Shoot, remember, you guys?
You're fabulous. You're a fabulous editor.
Deep breaths.
I just couldn't. I'm sorry.
So for our must-do episode, we're clearly just focusing on the must-dos. So I think that when we talk about our must-do attractions, these are the must-dos that if we leave the park only having done this, it's a good day.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
So for me, it's a tough one because it's a really hard thing to do, but it's Rise of the Resistance. You're going to hear a lot of Star Wars stuff from me today. I'm a huge Star Wars fan. My family is a huge Star Wars fan. And so a day in Hollywood Studios these days is not complete without Rise of the Resistance, which makes it hard because it's not a guarantee ever. And especially, you know, I don't think COVID has made it any worse because they still, you know, you still obtain your boarding pass in the same way that we did pre-COVID-ish. But it's my must-do. It's fantastic. There's really nothing like it anywhere else. And so
thanks, guys. That's
sorry. Love you. So a day in Hollywood Studios for us is not complete without Rise of the Resistance.
I would have voted for Rise of the Resistance, but since I've never actually ridden it, I can't. I can't.
I was going to say, so people that don't know, when we went October, we did not get a boarding pass. It's not like you have to know what you're doing in order to get it. To a point you do, but we did, we're three travel agents. No, we couldn't get it. Sometimes it's up to luck. Yeah, it is. After riding it now, it is an amazing ride. There really isn't anything that's like it. People ask what I'm like, it's, you know, there's acting, there's this, there's all different parts to it. So it is a very good ride.
It is. And the thing about it is, you know, we've said this park is all about the movies and being in the movies and immersed in these stories. And they're, I mean, you're immersed.
Yeah.
Like you are living, you are a Jedi or you are a rebel. And it's awesome.
Yes.
That's cool. What about you, Lori?
So mine was a few things, but after this last time of spending so much time down there, Mickey and Minnie's Railway became my favorite. And I don't know if it's just because the attachment that Logan got to it, but it's really become my favorite. It's one of, I think, the only ride that is about Mickey and Minnie.
And I think you're right.
Yeah, the staple of Walt Disney World. It's the only ride that they're in the entire time, and it's their story. And I think it really leads into the kids too, because they're now watching these new, I call them the new, not the old school, the new Mickey and Minnie cartoons. And to them, it's just, it's coming alive. It's Mickey and Minnie coming alive, and they're riding a show. And I don't know. So that's my favorite.
And talk about being immersed in that story. Like right. You totally are. You're in a Mickey and Minnie short.
Yeah, so, it's really sweet.
It's really sweet. And there's so many different things to it too. That, yeah, it's one of my favorites. And I also, because younger kids, I love rides that the entire family can do. I love Rise of the Resistance. I love Tower of Terror, but the little one can't quite do that yet. So I love the rides right now that the whole family can do and enjoy. And that'll probably change. But right now, that's my favorite.
It's a good one. Yeah. I have to say, I was a huge Great Movie Ride fan. So I was bitter when they closed it. But I think they did a really nice job with this replacement. So I'm not mad.
You have your positive. I will not have that with Splash.
You might. No. I think you might.
I even tried watching The Princess and the Frog yesterday. It's not happening.
It's a good movie.
No.
It or is.
Not good Princess movie. And the Frog. What? Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, it's not, Princess it's not and
happening.
The Frog.
Yeah. It's not happening. It's not.
Well, anyway, so my must-do at Hollywood Studios is random and unusual because it's really a time filler when you know, but for me, it's Muppet Vision 3D. I am obsessed with the Muppets. I love the Muppets. My family always whines about having to go in there, except my husband knows, like, I love it. I absolutely love feeling like I'm at the Muppet Show. Like, what kid who grew up in the late 70s and 80s does not...
It's true.
So for me, it's just totally nostalgic. I have to do it every time. I always want to catch one of the boomerang fish. They're not really there. And well, it's 3D. There is no spoon. Anyway, so I love dragging my kids to it too, because they go in kicking and screaming and then they end up having a really good time. And I just love it. And this is one that you can, you know, just sort of tack on to your to your list on a crowded day, because it's not usually, you know, a long, long wait or anything, right? Have you ever had to wait for it?
I was going to say, now with COVID, it does, just because there's capacity. Less people going to the theater, and it is an 18-minute show, as I learned. So every 18 minutes, it takes time to go through, but because I love going on it. It is covered, so you are in the shade. It's not as bad as other lines.
Everything sorry. Okay? Yeah, that was something in the courtyard. I have my window open. Sorry, everybody.
It's a cool ride. One of the things I did for the first time is we found a key under the mat.
Oh, yeah. There are a lot of hidden, like... Not hidden Mickeys, but hidden
Easter
things.
Egg. Yeah.
Finding that one. Ooh, we should do.
Yeah.
Okay. Good idea.
Yeah, the key under the mat was cool. I showed Logan it the first time, so now every time we were going through there, he's like key.
Aww.
And we had like a crowd of people coming around us because they didn't know about the key, and they're like, "What is he talking about?" And we lifted up the mat, and there was like everyone's crowding around, and the cast member's like, six feet. I'm like, "I know, they just want to see the key." But yeah, they have really cool little things in there.
I love the Muppets.
Do they have a pre-show right now?
They do have the pre-show. They have dots on the floor. So you stand or sit by each dot and then they let you in. But because they can only fit so many people in that pre-show, like we were outside and we still got all the way in without seeing the pre-show.
Mm-hmm.
So depending on where you are in line, yes, you'll get the entire pre-show. If not, you might just go right in, which
that's one of the rides where the pre-show is not like important to the story.
Yes.
But like you said, like if you're there early, you can look for all these hidden Easter eggs, and that's how you kill your time. Although I guess if you're standing on your dot, you can't.
I was still moving around. I think I got yelled at because I was looking at things and taking pictures. But you know, it works. Another fun thing about the Muppets is the bathroom that's right outside there. It's something Gonzo's Flush or something is what it's called. My two kids were on the ground laughing.
See, the Muppets are transcendent, the Muppets. So, yeah, that's for me. So then after I come out of the Muppet Vision 3D, what do I need to snack on? What are your favorite snacks? You guys are looking at me like I'm crazy.
You're asking us what you need to snack on? Oh.
Yeah, what's your favorite snack? What is your
My favorite snack, again, I'm going to be a one-hit wonder this whole show, but I would go back into Star Wars Galaxy's Edge and get that Ronto wrap because, I mean, it's a good one.
The Ronto wrap's amazing.
I thought you were going to say the carrot cake cookie at the Trolley Car Cafe. That's a good one too. Which is also good. I like that one too. How about you, Lori? What do you have to have at Hollywood Studios?
So Hollywood Studios is the place where more than likely we always get a Mickey pretzel. I don't know if it's because
really,
it's that where the trolley car is. They have the huge pretzel stand there, but it's a whole shaded area by Brown Derby. And they have a ton of seating. I don't know. I just find it a nice area to sit. You can see majority of Hollywood Studios and all the streets, the main area.
Now the characters are hanging there.
And now all the characters are hanging there. So we got in the habit of getting the Mickey pretzel there and the cheese because it's a nice area to kind of sit. And I love getting it at Magic Kingdom because that's the staple, but I find there's just more shaded areas by Hollywood Studios. So I'm every single time we get a pretzel there. So I guess it's not as creative and Hollywood Studios-ish. I will say a second is the Pop-Tart from Toy Story.
I was going to ask about that. Is it really that good?
It is. You two are not. It is so sweet. And that's coming from me.
They're really pretty.
They're so pretty. Logan loved them. The other two boys loved them.
The Pop-Tart, and then I think me and Juliana would get the tachos.
Yes. You could get the tachos.
I actually think that I'm going to throw this out there, and it's going to surprise all of you. I think that Hollywood Studios is Hollywood Studios is an underrated alcoholic beverage park. I think that there's a lot of places to get a really tasty drink snack. Shocking that I would want a drink instead of a snack. But
where else?
We talked about those margaritas, right?
Yeah.
You can get drinks at like the Sunshine something or other down Hollywood Boulevard or whatever it is. There's Baseline Tap House like we talked about. There's the Hollywood Brown Derby outside bar that you can grab a drink at. And then I feel like Bill's Dockside Diner, you can get some drinks there.
I think so. Have you been to the Tune In Lounge?
I haven't.
The little lounge that's attached to the 50s Primetime.
That's right.
That one's really fun because it's that's where you go and you get your old fashioned and like your old fashioned drinks.
Yeah.
There at that bar because that's the vibe there. And they have a cute little place to sit. And they still, there's that carryover from that like cute playfulness of the servers from 50s Primetime coming in as your servers at that lounge. So it can get crowded though.
I was going to say, unfortunately, like most of these places, like the Brown Derby Lounge outside is not open.
The Tune-In Lounge is, I think you just need to time it right and go at 2 o'clock in the afternoon when not many people are trying to get in there.
I was going to say,
there are a few places though where you can grab a drink to walk around with.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, I'm down. I can do that.
That's a good one. Especially on a trip where you're not with your children and you can take time to, or if you're prioritizing on a trip like now where the crowds are heavy and you're like, I'm just going to do like one or two or three rides and then just hang the rest of the time and people watch with my snacks and drinks.
There you go.
Good idea.
So how about photo ops? What's the one picture you always need to get when you go into Hollywood Studios?
So mine is newer, but it is my favorite picture that came out of 3 months. 3 months, kids. Out of 3 months, my favorite picture was there is a PhotoPass guy on your way out of Toy Story Land before you hit Galaxy's Edge on the left-hand side, and he does the magic shot of putting the child in your photo. It's awesome. It is
super cute.
The picture will be posted in the blog, but it is Logan and I, and then the child in his little hover thingy right next to you. And it's an awesome picture. So now I am getting that every time as long as they keep it, but it is a magic shot picture. It's awesome. So yes, I've been telling everyone about that one. It's really cute.
And if you have a very extra special Photoshopper, you can Photoshop people who weren't even with you on that trip into the
right.
Who would do such a thing?
I don't know.
It's like lying.
I wouldn't do that. My photo op is in that same area, but mine is over by the Millennium Falcon because, I mean, you need a picture in front of the Millennium Falcon before you go and you drive it.
It's so cool. I have to agree with Jen. Like, that really is the best photo op. But if you're not even remotely into Star Wars, it's still the best one. But but if you don't agree, I like the down Hollywood Boulevard, but down Sunset Boulevard when you're, these are the names for people, like these are the names of the little roads in Hollywood Studios, but looking down toward Tower of Terror. So Tower of Terror is in the background. I like that even better than the one with the theater behind you down Hollywood Boulevard, even though that's like the iconic structure of Hollywood Studios. I think the Tower of Terror is the tallest structure at Walt Disney World, or at least it was until some tower was built. Someone's going to know. So if a listener could comment and let us know. But I think for a while it was Tower of Terror, might still be. Anyway, I have such a love-hate relationship with that ride, as we've discussed many times. I have to have a picture of it. I have to have my picture with it every time.
I don't know if I like the ride, but I need a picture.
It just represents Hollywood Studios to me.
It does.
It really does.
Once they took the hat away, that kind of became the symbol. I don't like you. Love the hat.
There's a hat at Walt Disney Studios in Disneyland Paris.
I love the hat. I love it.
It's cute. And the dancing broomsticks.
Love them too.
Well, anyways, the front of the park.
Oh, they are.
Fantasia Garden thing.
Oh yeah, that's at Epcot in the front. Yeah.
No, it's in front of Hollywood Studios. Don't they have the broomsticks, the dancing broomsticks? Am I totally making that up?
I think you are.
I'm gonna have to go check.
Maybe dancing broomsticks go in your head while you're entering Hollywood Studios. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Again, listener, if you've got a photo, let us know where we're wrong.
Yep.
All right. So those are pictures. So what's the top thing that you need to see? Like a land or a something? Like what is a site that you just have to find yourself immersed in when you're there?
I was going to say, before we get into Jen's Star Wars area.
Really, I've got nothing to say on this podcast. Star Wars, do it.
Mine's Toy Story Land. I love Star Wars. I think they did a great job in Star Wars, but I love Toy Story Land. I think, you know, the kids love Toy Story. I think the adults love Star Wars more, maybe the older kids, but Toy Story Land's just so inventive, and it's immersing you into being a toy.
You feel like you're in Andy's backyard.
You have Andy's footprints on the pavement while you're walking in. Like, I love Toy Story Land. I think they did an amazing job.
It's also spectacular at night.
Correct.
Like something about the garden lights that they have, the giant garden lights and whatever, you feel like you're a toy at a backyard picnic at night, or, you know, it's awesome.
And I was gonna say, just like Star Wars Galaxy's Edge, Toy Story Land continues it all the way through. The rides, the restaurants, everything in that land is focused. You go in the bathrooms and they still have stuff in the bathrooms. So I love the Toy Story Land. Again, maybe my kids.
Bathroom episode.
Like, oh my gosh, best bathrooms. You all want to hear that, right? Best bathrooms at Disney. Done.
I think they do. Yeah.
All right.
I do think you're right, though. And I think that every time you go, it's really cool to like notice things you never have before. Like, have you noticed that some of those, like the structures that Andy has built for his toys, some of it's held together by gum?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So cute.
It is.
It's very well done. Like, it's really adorable. Well done.
It's a really, really cute land. So yeah, that is my must-see site. I plan walking through there and then I plan on exiting and walking into, go ahead, Jen.
Star Wars land. Star Wars Galaxy's Edge. Again, one hit wonder. It's just awesome. So, it's awesome to just walk around and look at it and notice all the cool things. There are a lot of Easter eggs hidden in this park where I really want to do a tour one of these days, one of our virtual tours for this part of the park, because there are so many things to find and Easter eggs and hidden props from all of the movies, including the ones from my childhood, which I think is really cool. But here's my bonus mask tip of the day. If you have the Play Disney app on your phone, you can play in Star Wars Galaxy's Edge. And there are things that you can press, like you can hold the phone up to the weird alien writing that's all over the play on the walls, on the containers, and it translates it for
you. That's cool.
Like you can play games there. So you can go there and not do anything all day except just explore these different areas of the park
and ride Rise of the Resistance, apparently. Yeah.
Not bitter at all.
No.
So Juliana, what's your favorite site?
So specifically in Star Wars Galaxy's Edge, like I love Star Wars, probably not as much as Jen, but I do love Star Wars. For me, the thing I was most excited about to see in Star Wars Galaxy's Edge, and it didn't disappoint, was Oga's Cantina. It wasn't exactly like I pictured it. The only thing that could have made it better was live entertainment. Yeah. The DJ is really cool, but oh my God, I would have loved to have seen the band and the singer with the long snout and the lips. That would have been amazing. And Bob's, someday when the entertainers are back, please make that happen. The robot DJ is awesome. And the cast members behind the bar are fantastic. That they're in character. And it's just really, really fun. Because I think the Oga scene in the Star Wars movies is something that sticks with all of us. It's so vivid and so real.
Yeah.
So to actually be able to sit in Oga's is like... So, listener, you need a reservation. You can make it 60 days ahead of time. It's only drinks, light snacks. We've talked about it before. You get only like 45 minutes, we think. We're not really sure of time in there before they're like, okay, you got to go, next person. But it's totally worth it. It's totally fun.
And it's I loved it. Alcoholic drinks either. I had to have that conversation with my husband because the three of us went and we all had drinks, but he's like, I'm not doing reservation for the kids. I'm like, no, just trust me. And we went in and we got our alcoholic beverages and the kids got their kids drinks with the popping little bubbles, whatever they are. Mm-hmm. And the kids loved inside. They loved everything about it. So I think that's a cool thing too.
Like, it's not just the theming of the cool atmosphere in the bar, like the drinks.
Yes.
There's a drink that makes your mouth numb. There's a smoking drink. There's bubbles. There's drinks that you pour something in and it turns colors. Like, everything is so thought out.
It's neat. And the thing about it is too, like, the drinks are not cheap, but having a reservation here is not the same as getting a reservation at Cinderella's Royal Table. Like, you're not out $200 by getting your reservation at Oga's. This is just a cool down, get a drink and a snack, get one drink, get one snack, whatever.
And then the way to explore
the area. So that's must do above all must do's at Hollywood Studios right now, to be honest with you. Ooh. But only because I haven't yet ridden Rise of the Resistance.
Yeah. I get it.
Do you have any traditions? We'll close it out here with traditions. Do you have any must-do traditions with your families when you go to Hollywood Studios?
Mine's Disney Junior show. All my kids have been to it. They've changed it. Oh, thank God. Because the amount of times that I saw the same show. So they have changed it. I don't know. I think it's really cool. And even though, you know, my oldest is almost 9, so he's completely out of it. He goes with his younger brothers and he has fun with them. And, you know, they dance around and he kind of makes fun of it, but it's a cool thing, especially for little ones to go in and, you know, see the character, especially right now when characters are, yes, we've seen characters. We did videos of Chip and Dale out and Donald Duck, but those Disney Junior live characters are right in front of you. They're playing along with the theme. So I think for all little kids, it should be a must do for them. We've just taken our kids every time when they're that age. So it's become a tradition to take them. I'm sure we're going to age out of it soon. And then we're gonna have to come up with a new one. But right now it is Disney Junior.
I love it.
I want Juliana to experience my tradition.
Yes.
My tradition with my family at Hollywood Studios is we like to ride the Tower of Terror at night.
I'm like queasy just thinking about it.
I think we should all do it and then we should videotape it.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Okay. That is a promise.
Master. Memory Maker videotapes it for you.
Yes, that's true.
They video really? The drop, okay. Don't they? Yeah. Just yeah. The drop.
Yeah. I'll have to.
No, we need to videotape all of it because it's the anticipation before you ride that you got to get.
It is seriously the most terrifying ride I've ever been on.
Goes on it. I'm just saying.
I go on it. But every time it's awful.
I love it during the day, but there's something so special about it at night because you have this cool vantage point being that high, and it really does, like, those doors open and you sit there for a hot second. It's so cool if you have the wherewithal to actually calm down and admire that view. It's really cool.
All I wonder is how much longer do I have to look at this view before I plummet 30 stories?
You go down and up.
The more I think about it, I don't know that I want to ride with her.
Honestly, I love it at night. I find the daytime one, because they open the doors, it kind of breaks your, like, it breaks the transition of being in the story, because all of a sudden you see this bright shining light at you, and that I'm like, eh. But that at nighttime, true. It carries through. So I love it at nighttime. I agree. It's awesome. And we're just going to make her go on it.
Yeah.
Moving on. So for me, what are my traditions at Hollywood Studios?
I don't know.
Well, no, I know that I wrote one down, but I just had a better one in my head and I can't remember it.
I kind of like what you wrote down.
So did I.
So yeah. So what I wrote is beating the pants off of my husband and children at Toy Story Mania. We Gromans are a little competitive. And I never am quick enough to take a photo of my high score beating all of them.
What?
I know. I'm a fool. I have no proof.
It doesn't happen.
I have no proof.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that all three of them will deny it vehemently. But it happens. And I enjoy it every time.
I'm terrible at it. I'm usually sitting with Lily and helping her half the time. So
see, you're so nice.
I am nice. Like, you heard it here, folks.
I think I was sitting with my 5-year-old and I was like, you gotta go like this. Oh, you, sorry, I can't help you. Busy.
I was gonna say, even with Logan back. The last time, I wanted to beat the people in the cart next to me and he was like, what? What do I do? I'm like, shh, mommy's playing. Juliana, you and me, we need to go head to head for this, and Jen can just go in the back.
Battle Mask Moms. Yeah, this is happening.
Competition.
Yep.
So yeah, but Tower. I don't know. Tower Terror at night.
This is happening. We need to figure out when our next trip is. Although it's October, so there you go.
Yeah. Yeah, Juliana, we're doing it.
You can't do it without Jen. Jen, if you want me to do it, you have to come.
Yeah. Oh, look at that. All right. So are we good? We good on the daily roundup on Hollywood Studios?
I think so. So everybody's must ride, apparently, is Rise of the Resistance. So what's the Mousketip?
Mousketip is how to get a Rise of the Resistance boarding pass that we talked about. So there's two chances now, once at 7 a.m., and then one at 1 p.m. The 7 a.m. one, you can be anywhere, and we mean anywhere, as in you could be in Philadelphia getting a Rise of the Resistance boarding group and boarding your plane. And then at 1 p.m., you have to be inside the park. We do have a video on YouTube of detailed instructions on how to get the Rise of the Resistance boarding pass that I created. I got pretty good at it down there, but then I think my last day I didn't get it. When you came down, Jen, I didn't get it. So I think it's Jen. Yeah.
So it's Jen.
Jen. So yes, go on our YouTube channel, take a look at it. It is a detailed instruction of how to do it. Basically, the big idea is you need a world clock. You need a world clock on somebody's phone so you can look at that. Staring at a clock just doesn't. You need the world clock counting down the seconds. So that's our Mousketip of the day.
All right. Well, thank you for spending another fun episode with us. Tell us your must-dos at Disney's Hollywood Studios. We love to hear about them. And if you're thinking about going to Disney during spring break next year, don't forget that those trips are now bookable and you're going to want to book them soon so that you can get your park reservations and make those plans. So rates are out. So you're going to want to contact us at Kingdom and Cruise for a free no obligation quote. And for the latest news out of Disney, don't forget to visit us on our blog at mousekamoms.com and join our Facebook group at Disney Planning and Chat by Mousekamoms. Thanks.